It is time for the second annual Zoe's Winter Groove, benefiting the Morning Family Foundation. It's next weekend, January 15th through the 18th, the MLK weekend in South Florida. Lonzo Mourning is on the phone. Zoe, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Tom. How you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm used to the summer groove. So are you going to do two grooves now, winter and summer?
No. We did the summer groove for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And we took like a two-year sabbatical, but we felt like, you know, in the wintertime, it wasn't enough going on, and we want to continue to bring people out of those cold climates to South Florida.
Yeah, that's a real hard invitation.
Sybil J, how y'all doing?
Good. Happy New Year to you, sweetie.
Hey, man, happy New Year to you, too.
So yeah. What is different between the summer and the winter groove?
Well, it's no different. It's the same format. You know, we still have four events. We have the Youth Summit. We're doing a Family Health and Wellness Day. And we'll do the comedy show on that Sunday, the 17th. And also, we're doing a golf tournament. So it's the same type of concept. We have something for everybody in the family to enjoy.
Uh-huh.
We're just doing it at a different time of the year. We're just being a little bit more strategic about it. And, again, you know, we had a lot of success with it in the summertime. We want to kind of build momentum with people coming down in the wintertime and give them even more of a reason to get out of the cold weather.
Yeah, but this is high season in South Florida.
Very much so. Very much so, you know, but I tell you, you know, we're creating a positive atmosphere for children and families to come out and enjoy themselves. And like you always say, it's a party with a purpose. You know, we're providing educational opportunities for children and families in very impoverished areas. We graduate in our program that we have in an area called Overtown with our 20,000 square foot facility. We graduate 100% of our kids from high school. 90% of them are going to college.
And congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. So all the efforts that and support that we received, you know, and my wife is doing phenomenal work with her Honeyshine Mentoring Program and just, you know, educating young girls and, you know, providing support and encouragement to them. So this, you know, brings attention to the work that we're doing, and also it provides financial support as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great, Zoe. How's the heat doing?
The heat, they're doing extremely well. You know, it's a tough season for us. You know, we got guys coming in and out of the lineup, you know, but they're on a long road trip now, but they're doing well this year, a lot better than last year.
Golden State tonight?
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. I'll be tuned in. I'll be tuned in. It's going to be a tough one, though.
But at least you beat the Cavaliers, right?
Yeah, I think we split this year, you know. So they weren't that whole then, you know. We split. But, you know, we got a team to reckon with this year. We do.
Who's starring in the comedy show?
Well, we got a whole – the Lab Mob lineup. Cedric the Entertainer will be hosting it. Malik and Barry Ribbs and Mimi Simpson, Brandon Marshall. It's going to be at the Marriott Marquis downtown, and you can get your tickets at zoeswintergroove.com, or you can call our offices at 305-476-0095, 305-476-0095.
And that kicks off on the 15th.
That kicks off on the 15th. Comedy shows on the 17th. The golf tournament's on the 18th. And our Family Health and Wellness Day is on that Saturday the 16th at Miramar Regional Park. I want to thank Pepsi and all of our title sponsors, the Miami Heat Carnival Foundation. Everybody stepped up to help us.
All right, Zoe.
Good, man.
And love to you and Tracy. Congratulations. Yeah.
God bless y'all. Thanks again for having us.
All right, man.
All right, man.